Hello, everyone. Welcome back to CNN 10. I'm Coy Wire. Hope you had an awesome weekend and you enjoyed falling back. Feeling refreshed after turning back those clocks, getting an extra hour of sleep. We had daylight saving time in the wee hours of yesterday morning. And for the two states that don't do daylight saving, Arizona and Hawaii, sorry to bring it up. Hope you're still feeling fresh and ready to start this week off strong. All right. Tomorrow is election day in the U.S. So the next two episodes will be election themed special edition. Examining America heading to the polls. Today, though, let's start by checking in on the country of Spain, which is recovering from what their prime minister says is the worst natural disaster to affect the country in recent history. More than 200 people have been killed, hundreds more still missing. This after storms concentrated over the two river basins and produced walls of water that overflowed riverbanks, catching people off guard late Tuesday evening and early on Wednesday. CNN's Atika Schubert has more on the situation.
In a dystopian scene of Spain's deadliest floods in decades, dozens of cars and debris are piled on top of what was a railroad in eastern Spain. With a year's worth of rainfall plummeting down in just hours on Tuesday, hundreds of people have been killed, according to authorities, and the death toll is only expected to rise. The extreme weather has caused a surge of water to break bridges, damaging homes and cars along the way. With the floods turning gray roads into a muddy brown, these satellite images taken less than 2 weeks apart show the sheer level of destruction the floods have left behind. But now, armed with broomsticks and shovels, locals have been coming in droves to clean up the streets. Some tell us how they turned up just to help.
We wanted to help because we know there's a lot of people suffering.
Yeah.
So we told to our friends and we decided to bring clothes and everything and water.
There have been widespread concerns about official warning systems, many residents saying they were alerted too late.
¿Qué tormenta si aquí no había agua?
The storm hit in the morning, but the water didn't get to us until 8 in the evening, yet nobody warned us, nothing, nobody cared.
Nadie nos avisó, nadie se ha preocupado por el pueblo, con 70 años.
At 70 years old, I had to go with these old clothes to change, but I haven't even been able to take a shower.
No me he podido duchar.
This children's school was also affected by the tragedy, its interior severely damaged.
You can see just how high the waters were, more than chest high, higher than a child. And this is a school. All of this equipment, we are told, was brand new. And it's been completely destroyed by the mud and the flooding from the river.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has called this Spain's worst natural disaster in a century. And EU officials warned of the flood's wider implication.
A tragedy like this one is not just the Spanish one. It really affects all of us in Europe.
In the wake of the destruction, the Spanish government says it has deployed more than 1,000 soldiers to help the cleanup and rescue efforts. But as more rainfall is expected in the coming days, meteorologists say this human-made crisis is only going to get worse.
Next, we get a bit of food for thought from one of the greatest athletes the world has ever seen, superstar gymnast Simone Biles and her Olympic teammate Jordan Chiles. I caught up with them recently to feature them in our new CNN series, Visionaries. By now, you likely know the story. As young girls, Simone and her sister Adria spent time in foster care before being adopted by their grandparents, Nellie and Ron Biles, whom they now call Mom and Dad. Simone began gymnastics at 6 years old, bursting onto the world scene in 2013 before making her Olympic debut 3 years later in Rio at the age of 19.
All right, speaking of youngsters, I had to spin through the old CNN archives.
Yeah.
2017.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
And Simone, you shared what you would have told your younger self.
Yeah.
You said, if I could say anything to my younger self, it's stop being so stubborn.
Because I was a very stubborn kid, very crazy too. So I think
that kind of halted a bit of stuff, but I think it turned out for the best with everything that's happened since that, 7 years later here.
Yes.
What would you tell yourself now?
Still, I feel like there are times where we give a lot of
pushback because we're so afraid of what's going to happen. So to just not be anxious and to relax a little bit, obviously there's more that goes on behind that, but we are so grateful to be in a position where we have amazing resources to help us. So it's just like, for me now, it's just being vulnerable and asking for help.
Simone's close friend and teammate, Jordan Chiles, is a two-time Olympian in Tokyo and Paris. Now, at the age of 23, she's found herself center stage like never before, including, beside Simone, on the Gold Over America tour post-Paris.
Jordan, what would you tell your younger self?
My younger self? I definitely could say, just to understand the word no. I did have a lot of times where I would just say yes to everything, and being able just to follow the path that you wanted to go in and not really what everybody is creating for you. And always just let people in. I think that's where the help comes into play, because when I was younger, I did not want help from anybody. But just, you know, to really look back and be like, okay, your journey and your path is something that you should write for yourself, and kind of just let it ride in the way that you want it to ride. And, you know, I look at my life as a puzzle, just put the puzzle pieces in the right spot and just let it all create itself. So I'm happy that now where I am now, I'm able to actually say that, because when I was younger, I think that was something I was silent, so I couldn't really speak how I wanted to speak.
That's powerful.
That's
stuff.
Where, yeah, the vulnerability comes into play, mm-hmm. for sure.
10-second trivia. What U.S. president is featured on the dime? Franklin D. Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, or Grover Cleveland? If you said FDR, you are correct. The 32nd president of the United States has been on the front of the dime since 1946. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10. When is a dime not worth 10 cents? Apparently, when it's worth $500,000 because it's missing a single letter. Our Jeremy Roth explains.
Take a look at an ultra-rare dime that just sold for $500,000. Let me explain. Normally, the ubiquitous 10-cent piece is, well, a dime a dozen, so to speak, nothing special. But according to auction house Great Collections, this 1975 dime is a very rare exception indeed. Why? Because of this, the absence of a tiny letter S that adorns all dimes struck at the U.S. Proof Mint in San Francisco. See, there it is, right there. Great Collections says the S-less dime is infinitely rarer with this error. It's certainly more interesting, or should I say interesting. In fact, it's one of only two examples known to exist, and was purchased by an Ohio family in 1978 and held for almost 50 years before being consigned and garnering more than 200 bids, ultimately selling for a record-setting $506,000 and change. See what I did there?
All right, superstars, time for the best part of the show. You. Shout-out time now, and this one goes to Lowndes Academy, Lowndesboro, Alabama. We hope you and everyone watching have an awesome day. Let's rise up and do it again tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.